That's like the three descriptions of life. The physical life sometimes is broken. With our psyche, emotion, our intellect, sometimes we're anxious. Where am I going to go when I die? I mean, you can kick that around all day long, but it's on everybody's heart. Mm-hmm. You know, do you really want to just be dust? And they go, gladly, you know, I'll be with my friends in hell. Okay, you just admitted there is a hell. So why wouldn't you admit there's a heaven and run to that?
You are listening to the Gospel Trail.
Should I open up in prayer?
We better get focused here. I have a Bible. I brought that. Or the Passion. There you go.
I brought the Passion Translation. I brought John. I brought Matthew.
That's right.
And I've got...
All the English translations are awesome.
I've got the Beatitudes.
Why? Because that's my language.
Exactly.
And if you're Spanish, there are Spanish translations.
That's right, yeah. It'll be great because I'm going to be going, I'm sure we're going to be going to the Rhema Church that Billy is involved with on Sunday. So that'll be, I was telling Pam about going to a service years ago when I went to Mexico City, and there were 1,000 people at the service. 1,000. And so they give two messages.
Yep.
The first message is all those that don't know who Jesus Christ is. So they proclaim the gospel and lead people to Christ. And then after that's done, those 250 or 300 people are taken into the church and started a discipleship there. And then they have the message for the rest of the people.
Huh.
And Pam was freaked out. And I says, yeah, we were singing the songs that we sing here. But it was all in Spanish, but you could feel the Spirit of God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could. It's the same. Doesn't matter. It's the same. You can feel His presence. So you want me to pray?
Yes, please.
Are we recording yet?
Oh, we're always recording. We don't want to make that same mistake
again. We're always recording.
We can take stuff out. Okay. We can't put it in.
Father, we just thank You for this glorious day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. Father, we just look to You and Your Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. For apart from You, we can't do anything, Father God, and Your Son Jesus. So we just proclaim today that we are Your servants and ambassadors. Let us glorify You in all that we say and do. Lead and guide us so that we stay focused on You and bring forth the truth that will set men and women free.
Yes.
Pray all of this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Yeah, what we were discussing earlier, the two services, or the two messages, and I think that's what I was mentioning earlier, the liturgy. In like a traditional Lutheran church, for example, you know, they repeat this stuff in the beginning, and oftentimes it's the same, or they have, you know, different ones for different church seasons, and it's just expressing your faith, you know, for the person that's just coming to know Christ or wants to know, you know, if you go to church and like, that's what I wanted when I first believed, you know, saw the light, and we're going to look at the light here, but I wanted to know more about Jesus. So if I'm looking for a church, wouldn't you want to hear that, you know, that liturgy, the confessions, and why I'm here, or in your example, the Rhema Church in Mexico, they're telling them about being born again and why you're here. It's a
I love it.
Awesome thing. I'm glad that's preserved in many places.
Yeah, because that's really the way it should be. And that kind of lifted my heart just as you were speaking that, because that was one of my when I was searching, when my life was not working, absolutely nothing was working for me. And I remember that acronym because I brought it again on Tuesday at the jail. Bad. I was bad. I was broken. I was anxious. And I was desperate. Desperate to get answers. Desperate to know why am I even alive.
You're bad to the bone.
Yeah. What is life about? You know, am I just to live, get my toys, get married and have kids and then die? Is that the purpose for my life?
Right.
You know, then realizing, no, that's why we do this podcast, because we want to bring people, or everywhere we go, we want to bring the truth.
And that's why we're looking at John 1 today, because it's a lot of people say, well, I've heard that, or I want more meat.
Right.
Well, you can go to Cub Food and get more meat. You know, this is what God wants us to know.
I mean, that's right.
As we dig into John, he's painting a picture of God and your future. Mm-hmm. He's painting a picture, if you just let it sink in, from the beginning. In the beginning. What's the beginning? When I first believed? No, things have gone on before that.
You mean there was life before
you? There was life before I figured it out.
I love it.
And like you said, what was bad again?
Broken,
right?
Anxious and desperate.
That's right. And we experience some of that daily.
That's right.
I mean, I've been anxious, I guess. It's paralyzing. And many things can cause that. And that's how we get through life. We realize that we're either broken, anxious, and that paralyzes us. Mm-hmm. And the key is turn to Jesus.
Yeah, where do we go?
Where do we go when that happens?
When we're broken and anxious. That's why the verses you, you can just get into it.
Right.
Because the verses, these are things that we as believers, and even the word to unbelievers, is that this is the truth. He was the beginning. Before Sandy. He was before
He was
Kevin.
Before.
He was before. Right. And we need to know that he existed before, in the beginning.
He did. We'll just start out with John 1:1 here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Mm. How much plainer does it have to be? You know, how much clearer can God get his word on these pages through John? He called him beloved, the disciple that Jesus loved.
Right.
And in this book, I believe it mentions it like 5 times. You know, why does it mention it 5 times? Because he knows he's going to get this right. He knows he's going to paint this picture.
Praise the Lord.
Of why, why we're here. Wow. Because he is, and he was, and he always will be.
I'm excited. I hear those words and I just get excited because John is, you know, it's the fourth gospel. John is speaking from eyewitness accounts. Eyewitness accounts. He experienced this, so it's like, we need to listen to John. And I never figured this out until we started doing the study in John, when we did it for a complete year. Is that's what I realized, that once you become saved, you should start in the Gospel of John. That should be the first one, because as it starts out, in the beginning was the Word.
Yep. It says the Word. You know, he is the Word, it says in there. And that's what John is saying. You know, the John 20, 30 through 31 says, these things were written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Boom. Historical fact.
That's
this
right.
This is what the truth.
Right. The man, the man who put his head on Christ's breast.
No.
as they ate the Last Supper, you know, just leaned on him. You just leaned on him. You can't get any closer than that.
Yeah, I remember when we went to Israel, and we were in the upper room, and that's what I was picturing. This is where John laid on Jesus's breast. Yeah, so everything that John is saying is the truth in how we are to live and what our faith is based on. It's right. Based on facts. In the beginning was the Word. God.
That's right.
He is the Word.
Yeah, later on in the book of John, at 21:20, you know, Peter turned around and saw the disciple that Jesus loved. And 21:24 says, "This is the disciple who testifies."
Mm.
I mean, he knew he was going to write this book. God knew he was going to write this book. He's the one that testifies. He's the one to, as it says, "These things have been written so that you may believe." I mean, so that you may build your faith, so that you may fall back on. If you're burnt out, stressed, and weary, you know, don't turn to something man-made or a lot of times we can avoid the whole conversation by just getting tied up in our job. Make that our idol or God. Idol because it's you're not reflecting on God.
Right.
Or he's not reflecting on you with his light. Mm-hmm. You know, in his light is life. Mm-hmm. Darkness has no business there.
Yeah, and the gift he gives us, I love that word gift. I think we've shared that for the last 3 or 4 maybe podcasts, because every gift, every good gift comes from heaven. Every good gift comes from the Father. Every good gift. And of course, me with my acronyms, GIFT, God is faithfully transforming.
God is faithfully transforming.
Transforming you and transforming me.
Yes.
And it's just realizing, that's why I get excited. You know, you've got me excited already. The Spirit is here. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit to bring us all this, you know, all the truth. But he is transforming us. And transferring us from darkness to light. And that's a choice we make every day. You know, I always bring that. It's like, that's the only choice we need to make.
Right.
Are we going to believe in what the Bible says about who God the Father is, who Jesus is, and who the Holy Spirit is? Are we going to believe that? And if we believe that, are we going to trust it? And are we going to focus our lives based on what we learn through the Bible that has been given to us? You know, are we going to be faithful? That's our only choice. Are we going to trust him, or are we going to walk away and trust in ourselves? And I always say, you know what that brings? Zero.
Zero, right.
You know, if I'm going to trust in Sandy, Sandy's going to let people down. Jesus will never let people down. He said he will never let us down. He will never let us down. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
Right.
And another clear one, no one comes to the Father, no one.
Yeah, and in verse 4 here, it mentions life 3 times.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to point out that later on in John, he also says he did many other signs and miracles.
Yeah, that's right.
However, what we're discussing here is the point that we should focus on and build our faith on.
Yes.
You know, that's... Chapter 20, verses 30-31, he's a divinely inspired witness.
Mm-hmm.
Just think how we get inspired when we come in the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit through each other. We can feel that divine inspiration. John sat with him. He ate with him.
Can you?
He walked with him. And he wrote down this account that there's no misunderstanding. He was a divinely inspired witness. In Ephesians 2:20, it says, "The household of God is built on this," as we discussed in the last podcast, the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, and it's built on the word of the apostles, that wrote this thing. They're divinely inspired. And also in John 14, 26 and John 16, 13, he's sending, telling his disciples, the helper, that he will guide you and tell you what to say. The helper helped John write this. And where do I start? None of the other accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, they're different views, but he puts the view back to in the beginning.
Right.
You know,
because he knew us in the beginning.
He knew us in the beginning. He's pointing out in the beginning was the Word, which is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, our money should say in Jesus we trust. It's right. The same thing.
That's right.
We put in God we trust.
Right.
But I'm sure the original intent is in Jesus we trust, as John points out here. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. I mean, the creation of the earth in the beginning, the Word, Jesus Christ, was with the Father when there was nothing. Nothing for us. I mean, there wasn't time, there wasn't space,
right,
and there wasn't matter. Mm-hmm. And he created all three with this very book in mind, mm-hmm. that one day John, this man, John, a disciple, a follower who will believe, will show others how to. It's just awesome. I mean, it's...
I like what he says in John 14:1. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We need to be connected to Jesus Christ. We need to be in union with him. I like that word, union. And in John 15, it talks about abiding in Christ. Abiding meaning to be in union. And to know me, that's what I like about John 14. It says, to know me, that's Jesus speaking, is to know my Father also. So you can't say you're a believer in Father God if you don't know Jesus Christ, because if you know me, you know my Father. If you know me, you know my Father, and you obey the commands. You will do what I've told you to do. Then I always write questions for myself. Do I, like John, do I reflect Jesus in my life? If people were to watch me and to look at me, do I reflect that? And you were reading in Ephesians 2. There was a devotion this morning, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. And it says, be imitators of God in everything.
Whoa.
You do, then you will represent your Father as his beloved son and daughter, and continue to walk surrendered to the extreme love of Jesus Christ, for he surrendered his life as a sacrifice for us. His great love for us was pleasing to God, like having been adopted, a sweet healing fragrance. You are my witnesses. How many of us are willing to spend every ounce of everything we are for Jesus Christ on a daily basis? Hmm. We have been left on the earth to be to live our life for him. So to be imitators of God in everything I do, everything I say, everything I represent, am I imitating God? Paul was speaking, but Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit, just like John was inspired by the Holy Spirit when he wrote the gospel. Yeah, my life should be as a worker is a way that I say thank you to God for his unspeakable salvation. I love that term. My life as a worker is the way I say thank you to God for his unspeakable salvation.
I knew I said verse 1 through 3, but you can't stop there.
No, you can't. No. I mean,
our God is
you
not,
start and
is not
like,
in a box or a,
no,
three verses. Like, but verse 4, in him, and we're referring to Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. I mean, there's three lives in there.
That's quite an alliteration.
Yes.
Life is a light.
So, yeah, let's alliterate that. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yeah, say that. Say that three times.
That's right. And if you look in, and if you look in John, 1 John.
1 John.
And who do you think wrote 1 John? Could it be John?
That wasn't his, that wasn't John the third.
No, that's right.
That was the John of the Bible.
And in that he says, that's why we can just go on and on. We saw him with our very own eyes. There's that eyewitness.
Very own eyes, eyewitness.
We gazed upon him and heard him speak. Our hands actually touched him. The one who was from the beginning.
From the beginning. See, he's a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is a revelation.
Amen.
I mean, it was revealed to these disciples. He was from the beginning.
That's right. The one who was from the beginning, the living expression of God, God the Father.
Yeah.
This life giver was made visible, and we have seen him. There it is again, because we have to keep hearing this, because it's so easy for us to get distracted or go into unbelief.
Right, right.
You know, we have seen him, we testify to this truth, the eternal life giver, lived face to face with the Father and has now dawned upon us. So we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard about this life giver, so that we may share and enjoy this life together. For truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus, the Anointed One. We are writing these things to you because we want to release to you our fullness of joy. So, God is light. Mm-hmm. This is the life-giving message we heard. This is where we had the alliteration from and share. And it's still ringing in our ears. I like that. I like that.
Right.
The Passion Translation. We now repeat his words to you. God is pure light. You will never find even a trace of darkness in him. If we claim that we share life with him but keep walking in the realm of darkness, we're fooling ourselves and not living the truth. But if we keep living in the pure light that surrounds him, we share I love this, unbroken fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, continually cleanses us from all sin. Continually, we share with unbroken fellowship.
Yeah, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And there's another point of stress that adds to our life. And I think it's a valid thing. I mean, if you go and look on your phone, what are the top three headlines?
They're all about this, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, somebody done somebody wrong song, if you want to go Western. Mm-hmm. But, somebody shot somebody. Some world leader is trying to take over somebody else's country. Politics,
wars, rumors of wars. There's serious, cataclysmic, weather events that are happening where people are being starved, where they don't have
that's right
because there's no water. It's all of that. That's what the headlines are.
Right, and the headlines all come over the internet these days to your cell phone. So that's
immediately,
and then concentrated. The darkness can't comprehend the light, you know. And we should not let ourselves get dismayed or discouraged because of the darkness. Because in this, it's saying that we are the light,
mm-hmm.
the light that He has given us, you know. That we like He does. We should be like Him and shine in the darkness.
That's right. We are to be imitators.
You should be if you're looking at the Super Bowl with everybody's got their lights on, flashlights on. That's how God sees the world. There's darkness.
Wow.
And then there's a light. There's one of my lights. There's another one of my lights. Oh, there's a bunch of lights over here. You know, wherever two or more are gathered, there's power, there's energy, there's God's presence,
mm-hmm.
and that light just shines. That light just shines.
So that's why we have to stay. We have to stay focused and stay on track.
That's right.
And
well,
of course,
we have to be attached.
We have to abide.
Abide.
We have to be in total unity. We have to abide. Light, my acronym for light, because I shared this the other day. Life is God's holy trinity. Life is God's holy temple, and we are called to be his holy temple.
Right.
So as you were saying, the explanation are that, you know, like in a stadium with one person holding a flashlight.
That's right.
He's looking down at each one of us and saying, there's my light. Let that light so shine before men that they may glorify my Father in heaven. Let your light shine before men.
And that's the Holy Spirit speaking right there, because that's what he does. He points to Jesus and the Father.
I love it. I just love it.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yeah, light, it's translated light in this one here on the third one. But in the Greek, there are three definitions for life. And I believe that's why we have it written the same way here, because we're looking at the English version, and it's all condensed down to life. Mm-hmm. But the first one, in him was, the Greek word is bios, or biology, like bio.
Mm-hmm.
So in him is the physical life. And in us, we have that physical life. And I always get this one wrong. The second one for souls and emotion is psuche. P-S-U-C-H-E is the Greek word for the second life. And that's our soul, emotion, intellect, you know, our will. And that's where they get the word psychology from.
Yeah, and psyche.
And psyche
comes from that, sure.
The third one translated, even in my King James, they have the Strong's in little spots on my study Bible here, but is Zoe, which means life.
Life.
It's eternal, divine life of God. And it comes from God to man. It's the eternal, uncreated life, because it's only created when you transform from this life to the next, is where that is.
Wow.
And that life can only come from God. In him, in Jesus, is the life, the physical life, the emotional, the intellect of our body, and also our eternal divine life that we'll enter into. There's an explanation of three beings in one, just in ourselves.
That's right.
I mean, we have God's biology, we have God's soul and emotion, we have God's eternal life in Jesus. That's why they say in him we live, we move, we have our being.
Our very being.
And then Jesus in chapter 17 of this very verse that makes me cry every time, but he says he's praying that we in the future become like him in the Father, that we be in him, in that life cycle, that life eternity.
Yeah, that was that
to be like him.
Right, to be in that kind of a relationship with him.
Right.
As he was with the Father. He says, As I am with the Father, you are to be with me.
That's right.
And it's like when people ask me, I remember years ago when people were asking, well, what do you think happens after you die, you know? And I said, see, I don't worry about that. I said, I'm an eternal being.
Right.
And if you realize that you're an eternal being, and that I need to just be in constant communion, because Jesus came so we would have fellowship and communion with God the Father and with each other, as the church built on the cornerstone, built on Jesus Christ, built on that. That we, you know, and I think about it as the older I get, I think about eternity and eternal being. And I'm an eternal being. And all I need to do is to reflect these eyewitness accounts, how I am to live, being in that constant communion with him, which is why we were created. I mean, it just gets to be so simple, and we make it difficult. Like when I go in and I'm at the jail and I'm thinking, I'm trying to relate to this one person, it's like, just tell them the truth. This is the truth. Yeah. These are eyewitness accounts.
Right.
And this is my testimony. These are the testimonies, and they have been found to be true. And like I said, in my life, it's irrefutable. I don't care if you believe what I'm telling you about how I became a Christian with a supernatural intervention of Jesus Christ in my life. He is real. He came to drive out the darkness. He came to give us the light. He came so that we would become like the Father, and that we would serve one another in love, and that because this life works, because in the beginning we were created to do these things.
Yes.
We are in, you know, you can do all the arguing you want, but the life, the Christian life, works. Not that it's not without problems, because we are living in a broken world. That's why I like the broken.
Broken.
Broken, anxious, desperate.
Broken, anxious, and desperate. That's
so
correct.
Our only goal is what we do with the podcast every week.
And that's darkness.
Right. We want to lead people to the light. To the light.
That's right.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are the light. The Comforter was sent to us so that we would learn the truth about Jesus' life. And it's like it says that if we were to write down all the accounts, as it says in John, of all the things that Jesus did when he was on earth, you know, would fill many, many books. So what we do have is a partial account, but it's all that we need to do to live a successful life. But we need to surrender our life, and we need to be connected to him who was in the beginning, and he is the Word. And it's like, what else do we need to say?
That's right. Well, this is what John is saying.
Yeah.
And also, God himself says, this is my son. You know, hear him.
Hear him. Yeah.
You know, hear him.
Yep. Do what he tells you.
That's right.
Do what he says.
Yeah, broken, anxious, and desperate. That's like the three descriptions of life. The physical life sometimes is broken. With our psyche, emotion, our intellect, oftentimes we're anxious. Where am I going to go when I die? I mean, you can kick that around all day long, but it's on everybody's heart. Mm-hmm. You know, do you really want to just be dust? And they go, gladly, you know, I'll be with my friends in hell. Okay, you just admitted there is a hell. So why wouldn't you admit there's a heaven and run to that in Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
You know, you follow other gods or their influence. Why not follow this God who is alive and forevermore?
Yeah, that's why our everyday, everything we do, like it says in Ephesians, you know, be imitators. Be imitators of the Lord. Be imitators, yeah. If that's what they're seeing, because it works. It's the only thing that works. I mean, we can try. I mean, I've tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize when I get off course, when I become anxious, when I get depressed, when I get, all of those things. I'm just reminded of Paul's letter to the Philippians. Be anxious for nothing.
Right.
But through prayer and supplication, let your requests be known before God, and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Because yes. I can have no peace apart from him.
Well, that peace will guard your biological life, your emotional life, and your eternal life.
Yeah, your spiritual life. Because it's when we're at peace that we can hear from him.
That's right.
But even in the midst, I mean, I'm not contradicting myself, but even in the midst of turmoil, we can hear from him if we choose to focus on him, because he is the truth. He is the way. And he wants to fellowship with us. He doesn't want us to carry on those things that we were never meant to carry. He came to give us an abundant life.
That's right.
And a peaceful life, because that is the key. I always keep saying that peace is the key. People everywhere accept Christ's example, P-E-A-C-E.
Right.
And so are we going to follow his example? Are we going to be following?
So did you share the gospel today? And that's One thing that the Holy Spirit will ask, mm-hmm. and this is John sharing the gospel. I mean, it can't get plainer than this.
That's right.
Jesus is God. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus in him is life. I mean, everlasting. And I have in the corner or along the sidelines the acronym GOSPEL, God's Only Son's Purpose, Eternal Life. I mean, that's what Jesus came to do. And he went through great pain and struggling and as a human. The Word was flesh. The Word came from the beginning, before the beginning, and came down, and that was his mission, was to provide a way for us to be reconciled with our Creator, you know, to become temples of God where the Spirit of God can live.
So that when he looks down upon the earth, he says, there's my light.
Yep.
There's my light.
Yep.
Because it's there can't not, be any not, darkness.
It's a power grid that cannot be taken away. It's not made by man, but those lights, you know, where the people gather, it'd be like looking at the earth from a satellite, and you see all the cities and all the lights and stuff, but God sees the light in you.
Right. Be the light.
Be the light.
Yeah. Why don't you give that, I like that, the acronym that you have that you wrote in your Bible about gospel.
Yeah, God's Only Son's Purpose, Eternal Life. And it spells it out three times right here on John 1:4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light meaning the eternal life.
Right.
Because if that's shining so bright that nothing can be put under a basket, it would shine through the basket.
That's right.
I mean, it's there's no way you can hide that.
Yeah.
There's no way you can hide that.
That's why we do the podcast, is to encourage people. Because he is the light. He is our life. And we have been chosen through eternity to be with him. And so why don't you close in prayer and give the telephone number. I always like the telephone number.
Yes.
So please contact us.
Yes.
With any questions.
We can always be reached by a voice message or a text at 218-461-0164. And we'd love to hear from you today. Lord, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Mm. And this man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Lord, we just pray that we are witnesses to the light. Mm-hmm. And just like John, that we can convey just plain and simple, Jesus is the way.
Amen. Yes.
He is the life in all sense of the word. And Lord, we just pray that light shine into darkness, and mm-hmm. darkness must flee.
That's right.
Because darkness does not exist in the presence of the light.
That's
right. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
You are listening to the Gospel Trail.